Watcher. It's the real enjoyment of jazz with me, Mike Wynn. We're going to start gently this week with Dudley Moore. Dudley Moore in 1991. He was a huge star in almost any field he chose to go into, although the recently so-called lost tapes of him and fellow comedian Peter Cook would have served Dud's memory better if they'd remained lost, in my opinion, certainly from the snippets I've seen. This album is all of Dudley Moore's own compositions. That was Three Blonde Mice, backed by, quote, synthesizer carpeting, unquote. Now that is quite funny. Next, Classical Cats.
Thank you.
The Fred Katz Orchestra in LA, November 56. The orchestra being a quintet. Fred Katz, Katz with a K, of course, leader and cellist Paul Horn, who pops up quite often on our show of late, on clarinet here. John Pisano guitar, Carson Smith bass, and Chico Hamilton drums. This is really the Chico Hamilton quintet of the day, reshuffled to make Katz the leader. It's all Katz's music. The original Pacific Jazz LP has now been reissued on Cherry Red Records, together with another LP of the same lineup, but called the Chico Hamilton Quintet. I hope you're following all this. That was Classical Katz. I was going to choose a song called Pluck It, but worried that my pronunciation might not be up to it. Let's welcome the Jimmy Dutcher Quintet. Thank you. recorded at Decca Studios in West Hampstead in March 58, and the resultant LP called Pal Jimmy. Jimmy Doocher, trumpet and leader, Tubby Hayes, tenor, Harry South, piano, Kenny Napper, bass, and Phil Seaman, drums. Dundee-born Doocher was from a musical family. His father played saxophone, and he had two brass-playing uncles. He soon moved to London, and after national service, joined John Dankworth's band. And that was it. He was at the heart of the then London-based jazz scene, playing with Ronnie Scott, Tubby, obviously, Tony Crombie, Stan Tracy, Victor Feldman, and he can, in my opinion, lay claim to being the UK's best-ever jazz trumpeter. He was also a prolific composer and arranger. He was known as the London Scotsman. Ronnie Scott, inevitably, had the last word at Jimmy's funeral. He couldn't play anything but good music. We heard the Rodgers and Hart classic Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered. The singer, Stacey Kent, is also someone who we seem to be playing rather a lot of at the Mo.
All I do is dream of you the whole night through. With the dawn, I still go on dream of you. You're every thought, you're everything, you're every song I ever sing. Summer, winter, autumn, and spring. And were there more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, when skies are blue, morning, noon, and night time too. All I do the whole day through is dream of you.
Excitement in the record store. Oh, goody, a Stacey Kent album I haven't got. Quick check on my laptop, which has all my records listed meticulously. Hooray, a new one. On playing it, I'm delighted. And then I discover it's actually a compilation from other released albums, but given a new title. Mutters and Grumbles. But wasn't that version of All I Have to Do is Dream terrific? Jim Tomlinson, Stacey's husband on saxophone, Colin Oxley guitar, David Newton piano, Dave Chamberlain bass, Matt Home drums. Recorded at the Curtis Schwantz studio, Ardingly, in the UK in 97. Lots of Brits so far this week. In fact, here's another. Lots of strings. I'll explain later. There's a rather sad story to this privately produced album. It's oddly called For Adults Only, conjuring up the streets of Soho in earlier times, but it's quite the opposite. The leader is Bill Skeet, a saxophonist best known for his time with the Ted Heath Orchestra, together with his bassist brother Len. Bill, throughout the 50s and 60s, was a session musician, but his dream was to produce an album like this, and he spent three whole years organising and recording this work with the Bolshoi Orchestra, no less, to give that lush string backing. But Bill sadly died before the album could be released. Recorded in Wembley in early 99, Bill died in the July of that year. The rhythm section is Brian D. Piano, brother Len Skeet on bass and Martin Drew drums. That was Poor Butterfly. Compare and contrast. A lovely song, When I Fall in Love, written in 52. Music by Victor Young. Lyrics, which we didn't hear, of course, by Edward Heyman. Recorded Stamford, Connecticut, July 95. And the Telarc album is called Blues Groove. The two co-leaders are always groovers. Bluesy groovers, in fact. Jimmy McGriff, Hammond B3, and Hank Crawford, alto. And I hadn't realised until the end of that song that I'd chosen the one track when McGriff sat out. Wayne Boyd, guitar. Vance James, drums. Not sure he contributed either. I was within touching distance of a Hammond B3 a couple of days ago, sitting in the very front row at Raleigh Scott's to see and hear Booker T. Jones. And what a blasting quartet. We'll choose something from them next week. Here's Horace Silver's compo, The Preacher. Recorded at the Boiler Room in New Orleans, Louisiana, November-December 95, this Columbia album is called Props for Pops. Yes, recorded in New Orleans, and a trumpet-led quintet, what else could it be, but a tribute to the great Louis Armstrong. The trumpeter here is New Orleans-born and raised Leroy Jones. Half of the liner notes are by fellow trumpeter Terence Blanchard, who graciously credits Jones with introducing him to jazz. Blanchard and Jones were both in the St. Augustine High School marching band, Blanchard as an inexperienced eighth grader, Jones as a senior. The other half of the liner notes are by the jazz superstar and trumpeter Wynton Marsalis, and he remembers Leroy from elementary school, St. Leo the Great Catholic School, Jones being four grades ahead of Wynton. So, not a bad list of fellow trumpeters praising Leroy. Craig Klein on trombone, Thaddeus Richard piano, Kerry Lewis bass and Gerard French drums. And as I mentioned earlier, that was Horace Silver's compo, The Preacher. We can't go many weeks without dipping in to the West Side Story songbook. The Japanese pianist Mishita Fukumori started playing piano at the age of 3 and was conducting and playing her own music when she was 6. Degreed in classical compositions in Japan, she moved to New York in 2000 and got yet another degree from City College of New York in 2003. She's been a regular on the New York scene ever since. That was Leonard Bernstein's Somewhere from West Side Story, recorded for Summit Records in July 2013 with Aidan O'Donnell bass and Billy Drummond drums. It's Ellingtonian time. It's singer Betty Roche.
Ooh, I'd work for you. I'd slave for you. I'd be a beggar or a knave for you. If that isn't love, it'll have to do. Until the real thing comes along, I'd gladly move the earth for you. To prove my love, dear, and it's worth for you. if that isn't love, it'll have to do until the real thing comes along. With all these words, dear, at my command, I just can't make you understand. I'll always love you, darling, come what may. My heart is yours, what more can I say? I'd lie for you, I'd cry for you, I'd tear the stars down from the sky for you. If that isn't love, it'll have to do until the real thing comes along. With all these words, dear, at my command, I just can't make you understand. I'll always love you, darling, come what may. My heart is yours, what more can I say? I'd lie for you, I'd cry for you, reach up and tear the stars down from the sky just for you. If that isn't love, it'll have to do until the real thing comes along, comes along. I can't save a dollar, I ain't got a cent. He'd never holler if we lived in a tent. But darling, until the real thing comes along.
Mary Elizabeth Betty Roche joined Ellington in August 42 and was in the band until March, April 44, and then she returned for a while, late 51 until early 53. Sadly, on her first stint, she clashed with the AFM recording ban. She sang the very first version of Take the A-Train in a film that Ellington's band co-starred in alongside the Basie Band and a very young Frank Sinatra. She also sang in Ellington's famous Black, Brown and Beige suite at the equally famous Carnegie Hall a couple of years later. Again, the recording strike robbed us of her version. The ban was eventually lifted in 44, by which time she'd left the band. Classic case of right place, wrong time. Until The Real Thing Comes Along was recorded by Rudy Van Gelder in June 1960. Bill Jennings guitar, Jimmy Forrest tenor, Brother Jack McDuff Hammond B3, Wendell Marshall bass and Roy Haynes drums. This prestige LP and now CD is called Singing and Swinging. Here's another contrast. Recorded December 88, Sissy Strut. I used to have a Jack Russell called Sissy, still Miss Old Sis. John Schofield is the guitarist and leader. Anthony Cox bass. Johnny Vidakovich drums. Or Terry Lynn Carrington. They seem to alternate during the session. This next album has the encouraging title of Copenhagen Groove. Thank you. All four members of this quartet get equal billing on this September 88 recording session in Copenhagen. Lars Møller, tenor, Thomas Clausen, piano. Come on, it's Copenhagen. Who else could be on bass than Niels Henning, Orsted Pedersen? And finally, the American drummer, forever famous for being on so many of Miles Davis's best-known recordings, Jimmy Cobb. Here's a different version of Killer Joe. From an MRC album called 2x4. The leader is bassist Mark Johnson. 2x4, because it's Johnson duetting individually, of course, with four other musos. The other player here being, obviously, the Belgian Toots Thielemans on harmonica. Recorded in New York, April 89. Mark and Toots had played together previously on the Bill Evans album Affinity. We heard Killer Joe. Next, a luscious Billy Strayhorn compo. Thank you. Ballad for Very Tired and Very Sad Lotus Eaters, written by Billy Strayhorn, recorded here in Bern, Switzerland, May 2014, by the oddly titled Scott Hamilton and Jeff Hamilton Trio. Odd in that there are four of them, Scott tenor and, no relation, Jeff drums, plus Tamir Hendelman piano and Christoph Luthi on bass. We've just got time for the Candoli Brothers Sextet. Conti and Pete Candoli trumpets, Jimmy Rolls piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Joe Mondragon bass and Alvin Stoller drums. Recorded in LA, December 58, Spaniard Carnival. Huge thanks for listening, delighted you could join me, and really hope you'll be back next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care. Be well.